Since then, the Lord gave me this scripture. And I tell you, the last couple of months, He's just spoke to me in ways it's just unbelievable. The dread, He said, in Chronicles, now it's chapter 22 of 1 Chronicles. He said, "Then thou shalt prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of a good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed." And since then, I've not dreaded this service. I've tried to look forward to it with joy.
Yeah.
To worship, to be with my brothers and sisters. I hadn't seen Steve probably in years, I don't guess. How good it is, Michael, to have the threefold cord together once again that can't be broken.
That's right.
Though all hell has rose against him. And certainly tonight, a lot of the things our brother said, we'll just have to echo this evening, is all I know to say tonight. But you pray for us. We certainly desire your prayers tonight. There's so much this evening that you get to study, and I got to study, and I spent a long time studying today, and there was just no end. There was no end. I just had to close the book and quit, because I know there's more than I'm going to get said. But I do want to say this tonight, and I'm not one to honor man. Don't feel like I ever have been. But Brother Danny Little, the Word says to give honor to those to whom it's due.
That's right. Amen.
There's not a man in the gospel that's meant more to me than Brother Danny Little.
Amen.
In my burning bush, we see his health condition tonight, but he's here.
Yes.
I love him. I know y'all love him. So many of you come around and told him that, and I'm glad you did. Oh, and I appreciate him being here and making the effort to come.
Amen. Thank God.
So many other people in a lot better shape that could have been here.
Sure. That's it.
But I do love him and thank him. And he's meant so much to me down through the years. I certainly desire your prayers tonight as we stand, not just before him, but these other men. I honestly have no issue tonight saying that I'm the least among them. I'm the least of all God's children, his preachers tonight. I've never had an issue saying that. And I believe it tonight. I believe it. I esteem all these men greater than I. I even asked my good friend Ronnie, I said, "Wonder why in the world I've been asked to do this part." Because I just don't feel like I'm worthy and never have. But tonight, none of us are. We stand in a holy place that's beyond my being able to describe. And that might come out again in what we have to say. Let's just get in the Word this evening. And it is my habit, and it might do you some good to stretch your legs tonight. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when you find that place, if you want to stand tonight, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rest from your seat if you can and you're able. Tell me you have to, but if you can and you're able. Again, I assure you, I won't be long tonight.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord gives us liberty. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll start in verse 8. Says, "But let us throughout the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." That's all we'll read right there. You may be seated. Now, we may read some other scriptures. We have some noted here. If God will bring them to our memory, our mind don't work as good as it used to. So we've had to write some things down tonight, but I want to say right off the bat this evening, he said, "Be ye sober." I appreciate how Greg started this meeting tonight in saying we stand in a serious place, because we do. This is the gospel to eternal life or to eternal death.
Yes.
And so Zion and every church here, but particularly Zion, and I don't know any of you tonight, don't know that you know me, other than Pastor Wilder here. Tonight I would say to you, be sober. And I hope you know tonight that by no means is limited to whether we're drinking alcohol or anything like that, but it means to be serious-minded, yes. To be grave.
God bless
to
you.
To understand tonight the seriousness of where we're at tonight. And that don't mean neither to go around looking like we're just defeated or angry or any of those things tonight. We can have the joy of the Lord and be sober-minded as well. So, church, tonight I would tell you to enter into this covenant with this man tonight with all soberness and seriousness. Understanding that it's the Word of God tonight that you're looking to this man to preach to you.
Yes.
And tonight, that's what you're going to give an account for.
Yes.
He's going to give an account for how he preaches and what he preaches and where he gets his messages from. But you're going to give an account for that word tonight that's going to come from his mouth as the messenger of God Almighty.
God bless you.
Now, I don't know how much more serious it could be than that. Tonight that you're going to answer to God for the words this evening. And listen tonight, you're the one that called him.
That's right.
You're the one that's chosen. The church has called this man, Zion Baptist Church has called this man, Joseph Huntsinger, to be your pastor. So tonight, first, and I agree wholeheartedly with our brother tonight, first, God has ordained him. God has ordained his preaching. Tonight, I've felt it. I've bore witness with it. Tonight, and I know it's right. I know that it's real. This evening, but furthermore, tonight, God's ordained it. And then this evening, as furthering on tonight, the church, Zion, has called him to be your pastor. And you know, the Word of God says that he gives us these men to be our pastors. He gives them to us tonight to hear what they're having to say because God chose them.
That's right.
So here we are tonight. It all reverts back to how we answer to God. It's not going to be the man this evening. It's going to be God. He said that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for what reason? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. So tonight, that's the reason he's gave you a pastor. Tonight, to edify the body, to learn, to grow in the grace, the knowledge of the Lord, to take this evening the Word of God that falls from his mouth tonight, and to use it to grow thereby. It's not to be wrestled against. It's not to be fought against tonight, as our brother said, but it's to be received tonight in the meekness of our soul. We ought to come to the house of God, and tonight I'm glad that I can say the Lord has allowed me to do this down through the years, to come to the house of God in our hearts saying, Lord, speak to me.
Yes.
Break thou the bread of life to me. Oh, thank God tonight for the word. And this evening, when you come to the house of God, Zion, don't come looking unto Joseph Huntsinger, but come looking unto God. God, pour it out. Speak through him what I need to hear.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. You believe God can do that? If you don't, this evening there's no use in you coming. Tonight you need to believe tonight this man that you have called, according to what we just read to you, that he called, he's called him, and you've called him to be your pastor for the reason that it might edify the church and perfect the saints. So the word of God that he preaches tonight, this evening, will perfect you in the knowledge and in the growth of Jesus Christ. That's what it's sent to do.
God bless him.
Joseph preached to the church. Don't just tonight just get hung up on preaching to the lost, but remember this evening, there's sheep to be fed.
Yeah. The sheep need to be fed. They need something to grow on. And truly tonight, let me say this evening, in all the love of God tonight, if the pastor feeds the sheep will be used to gather in the sheep.
Amen.
That's how it's supposed to work. You know what his charge is tonight? Just what our brother charged him with. Preach the word.
See it.
Deacons of Zion Hill, it's not necessarily his job to visit the sick. It ain't necessarily his job to hold everybody's hand. To wait on the tables.
That's right.
Tonight, it's your job. I say that to all the deacons here tonight. It's your job to do that. It's your job, deacons, to serve the church.
Amen.
You are to be the supreme servants in the church.
Amen.
I know what I'm preaching because I was one at one time. This evening, it's your job to be servants. This evening, under the church, to look after the widows, not to be rulers over the house of God. Tonight, not to correct the preacher, not to oppose the preacher, but to work with the preacher according to the vision that God's given him.
Amen.
And let me say right here that he sees things that nobody else sees.
True. God help him.
Now, I'll be honest. I used to hear that when I was a lay member and think, I believed it, but I didn't really know what was meant by it.
Mm-hmm.
He sees what I can't see. Why, I'm a child of God. Why can't I see?
God bless him.
But let me assure you tonight,
bless you, Lord.
And I didn't see it till I started pastoring, mm-hmm. but all of a sudden, you see things different than what you've seen before.
The truth.
You can see into people's hearts and know where they're at. Tonight, and that's the heart of a pastor. They're seeming to see where they are. Are they on the up? Are they moving? Are they growing? Are they downcast? Are they defeated? Where are they tonight? And let me say right there as well, you know, before I was a pastor, tonight, it was all coming out of there, calling the church out of the world. This evening, and all that hard preaching and doing this and doing that. But when I became a pastor, Joseph, things all of a sudden got more tender.
Mm-hmm.
They did. That don't mean they ain't a hard message from time to time. But tonight, all of a sudden, you had that heart of a pastor. So Zion, doubt not this evening that this man, by the will and the call of God, has your best at heart. It's the call of God that's ordained this to be. As our brother preached, this is the ordination of God. He set these things in order. Just like when a home's out of order. Tonight, then things won't work like they ought to work. And it's amazing the amount of people that'll be all right with that.
Truth.
Oh, they're okay with that. When the order gets all out of order, tonight they'll claim to be all this old-fashioned kind of thing, but tonight they'll forget the order.
Help him, God.
God help him.
I read to you, and some people will use the words under shepherd. If that's what you want to use, that's fine. I've not ever been really crazy about it. But tonight, he does have the rule over you, according to the word of God.
Yes.
I read it to you.
Yes.
That doesn't mean this evening that everything that falls out of his mouth tonight is a prayer book, as I've heard it said. That don't mean tonight he's to be worshipped because he's not. But I tell you what he is to be. He's to be respected. He's to be esteemed tonight. Isn't that what it says? Let me stop you right there before you say amen, because that ain't what it said. It said he's to be highly esteemed.
Yes. That's right.
Not just the littlest thing,
exactly right.
But highly esteemed, respected, and honored. Tonight, as we would honor Christ, as we would honor God, again tonight, I'm not saying that he is that, but tonight we need to have respect under the word of God tonight and those that have rule over us and admonish us. That means correction. That means, as I look it up in a concordance, I to gently correct. To teach, to lead in a right way. So tonight I'd say to you, Joseph, that part of your call, and me and Steve both getting these calls all mixed in together, that's all right tonight. We sort of knew it'd be that way. I'd say part of your job tonight, Joseph, is to admonish the people of God by the will of God. As He gives you the word to admonish. You can't run out there and admonish when you want to. Tonight you can't run out there and admonish. Tonight just when you feel like it. Or when you see something that you think needs to be admonished. You need to wait on God. And I'll tell you, when God does the admonishing, it'll be right.
Amen. Yes. God help him.
It'll be in love.
True.
I read last night where David said, "Thy gentleness has been good to me," or whatever he said. I can't say it exactly, but the gentleness of Christ. And I begin to think of the sins that He's defeated out of my life. And how, oh, what a mighty Savior tonight. I mean, there's things tonight that I thought, "Lord, there's no way this will never be a part of me. I'll carry this sin with me to the grave." But He's defeated me.
Amen.
And let me say tonight, He's utterly defeated. He's not even been close tonight. When He chose to do it, friend, it was done. He defeated. He killed it. Glory to His name.
Amen. Yes.
And I've done nothing but believe Him tonight. That's where the victory is, is in the faith of what God says.
Yes.
Do you believe the report? Do you believe the preaching? Tonight, Zion, I tell you this evening, if it's preached in the Spirit and the power of God, believe it.
Amen. Yes.
"Well, preacher, I want to do the works of God. I really do." Well, let me tell you, they come to Jesus one day and said, "Master, what we got to do the works of God?" Oh, tonight, they wanted to hear that they needed to give their body to be burned, or they needed to give all their money away, or they needed to do this or the other. But Christ said, "Believe on Him who has sent."
Amen.
He sent you, somebody, to preach the Word of God.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And how can they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. God help him.
And how can they preach unless they're sent? What an order tonight.
Yes.
It's all in order.
It's God's Word. Amen.
Zion, you keep it in order, you'll be all right. In some of my notes here, and I don't normally carry notes, they ain't never worked too well for me. I ain't looked at them much tonight. But I do have in big letters, Brother Steve. There's tares among the wheat. Big letters. But your command, Joseph, don't tire at them tares. Just let them grow. Let them grow. God will sort it out. And boy, He does, don't He? He sorts it out. Tonight, all this evening, church, I tell you, be faithful to your members. Tonight destroy your children or turn against your children like some have in these days. But be faithful tonight to one another. Love one another tonight. And love your pastor this evening, because tonight, again, another thing I have I wrote down here: opposition will come. Now He said it, and I said it, and God said it.
Yes.
That's right.
It's come in places I kind of expected it, and it's come in places I had no idea it was coming. But it come.
Yes.
And it still come.
Sure.
But I still stand by the grace of God.
Amen. That's it.
Only by His grace. You know how many times tonight that I would have quit and that I would have threw in the towel, that I would have said, this is enough. It's time for me to set the record straight. You know how many times, how many hundreds, thousands of times tonight, but the grace of God is sufficient.
Amen.
I've heard Larry Sprouse say, how many times I threw back my hand to throw in the towel, and the Holy Ghost grabbed the towel. I said, nope. There's the ordination of God.
Yeah.
For those that think they've had a part in it,
yep.
Tonight, I'll tell you my part, that I'd have threw in the towel.
Yeah.
Long time ago, I'd have threw in the towel. Jim Pruitt wouldn't have endured this opposition. My nature would have been to say, fooey on it. I'm just going to go out of the hills and live unto myself. That's my nature. I wouldn't have fought back. That's not my nature tonight in my flesh. That's just not my nature. I just said it ain't worth it. But it's worth it to Christ.
Yes, it is.
And the church.
Oh,
brother, I'm so glad to hear somebody say. I hear people all the time, the church, oh, the church needs to do this. Church is sorry. The churches are messed up. Tonight, the church this evening is right where God ordained it to be.
That's right.
He chose His church for such a time as this. And I've never found the schism in it. I've never found it. Tonight what I find is love and brotherhood and fellowship.
God bless Him.
Yeah, they some that turn against. Are they of the church?
World.
I don't think so. They might have all kinds of great glorious works to point to. But you know what God said? Yeah. On that day when they'd stand and say, well, oh Lord, I've done this. Mm. I've done that. Mm. And I've cast out devils in Thy name. Mm. He's going to look at them and say, depart from me. For I never did know
you. Amen.
There's opposition. How many times I've read in Psalms where David said, Lord, I looked around and the evil was spreading itself like a green bay tree. It was overtaken.
Yes.
They were blessed. Their eyes stood out with fatness.
Yes.
They had everything that heart could wish. And I was plagued every day. I was persecuted every moment. Every my steps were ever watched. Everywhere that I went. And he said, I wondered at this. Until what? Until I went down to the sanctuary. Then, Brother Greg, I understood.
Yes.
Their feet are in slippery places.
Yes.
That's right.
They're going swiftly down to hell.
Yes.
Let me get back. I'm going to get done.
Bless you.
Tonight. So be sober. Be serious minded. I didn't say there's not a time to laugh. There's not
That's
a
right.
time to... Maybe I have a joke or two, but I don't in this pulpit. But I'm talking about in the midst of the church. Tonight, this is a sobering thing.
Amen.
Which we have to do.
God bless him.
So church, I don't know you tonight. Don't know anything about you. You might be, that's one thing I've respected about Liberty Church down through the years. This has been a sober church.
Amen.
It has. Amen. I'm not trying to put no feathers in your cap. Tonight, we might knock it out here in just a few minutes. But you have been sober, serious-minded. There's not a whole lot of that nowadays. There's not. Tonight, that's something that might have to be a little bit tweaked on. I don't know tonight, but be sober. God's given you this pastor for perfection. Tonight, receive him with gladness. Tonight, Philippians, I believe it is Philippians chapter 2, verse 28 and 29 said, I see him therefore the more carefully that you'd see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness.
Yes.
Receive your pastor with gladness.
God bless him.
Go to the house of the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
I was glad when they said unto me, go down to the house of the Lord. I preached at your church the other night, Michael. Be glad. Don't go down to the house of God. I defeated.
That's right.
Thinking you're going to have to endure another sermon. Go down to the house of God with gladness.
Amen.
It'll help you, pastor.
Yes.
And again, I'm not talking about being silly or being funny.
Yeah,
I'm talking about with the joy of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Receive Him with gladness. Receive His wife with gladness. Receive His children with gladness. Be glad to see Him. Be glad to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Be glad you have it.
Yes.
Oh, tonight, what a treasure.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Receive Him with gladness. And he said, tonight the pastor, he's the shepherd to lead you out to the field this evening. That's what pastor means, to lead you as a shepherd tonight to where the good grass is tonight. Now, he don't know that in himself tonight, but
right.
God's leading you. So tonight, if you won't be led of Him, you won't be led of God. Now, I beseech you this evening to know that He's being led of God. But tonight, I believe with all my heart, I've known His life. I've known Him since He was knee high. I added up the years today. I guess probably the first time I ever preached here at Liberty was along the lines of 94, 95. Tonight, that'd make Joseph, what, 6, 7 years old? I've seen him since he's that high and grow up. And to see it, I think he's a picture tonight of what I'm trying to say about serving the Lord with soberness and gladness. He's always had that countenance of gladness, but he's always sober as well. Follow that. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So follow that in the Lord.
God bless
and him. Receive it with gladness.
Yes.
He's had the best doctrine preached to him in all the country. And tonight it shows because he has it in his heart.
Yes.
He's received it with gladness.
Yes.
And so tonight you receive it with gladness. Don't wrestle against it. And there might be things you don't understand tonight. They're saying don't cast it off because you don't understand it. Pray God give you patience,
yes,
and understanding to receive the truth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of these doctrines mentioned here tonight, when I first heard them, made me angry. The doctrines of grace. I said, I'll have nothing to do with that. Me, my flesh.
That's right.
Angry.
Yeah.
But then God began to chip away.
Hey, thank God.
And I began to look at it in earnest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, would you reveal it to me?
Yes.
Till one night on my feet preaching.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me no way of backing out.
That's right.
Tonight it came out of my own mouth.
Really?
And then tonight it wasn't of me, it was of God.
Amen.
What do you do with that? You believe it?
Amen.
Amen.
It's all over the book.
So tonight, if you don't understand it, don't cast it off.
No.
But say, God, give me grace.
Yes.
Give me understanding. Church is to know who labors among them. I'm trying to be as fast as I can. Know the man that is pastoring among you. I believe you know that tonight. I believe you've seen that. I believe you've seen his wife, his family. You know him. I believe church and all the churches that's gathered here tonight, we know this man. And this evening we know him in the Lord, not after the flesh. Paul said, I've turned no man to know no man after.
That's right.
That's right.
But by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I've seen it. If we know Him by the Spirit of God tonight, then we know and lay our hand on Him.
Yeah,
ain't right. That what we studied
right.
Down there one night?
Yes.
Or several nights, actually.
Yes.
Probably the last time I was down there a few years ago at Bible study. Let's lay your hand suddenly on no man.
That's right.
That don't just apply here tonight.
No.
That applies across the board. Don't lay your hand suddenly on anything until the Spirit of God says.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the Spirit of God says,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to tell stories, but first time I ever met Danny Little was at Sherman Tweed's house when Brenda passed away, his daughter. And he showed an interest in me. This is way before I even started preaching. He showed an interest in me. But I'm saying this to illustrate a point. Brenda, I always saying, you need to come hear Danny preach. You need to come hear Danny preach. Well, I never did make it while she was alive. But God arranged it in her death. She preached her funeral. But when he first got up and read his scripture, I thought, Lord, I don't know. I think Brenda might have played out here. But then, the preaching came. And you know what? Before I left that funeral, I felt like I'd been in revival. God bore witness with it. And there's no denying that. Now, no matter what your flesh may feel, you hear me?
Tell it.
Amen.
No matter what your flesh may feel, you wait on the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
And when God says it's right, I'll guarantee you it's right.
Every time.
If there's any doubt there, don't go with it. Let me hurry on. I know them which labor among you. Know them tonight who is laboring with this man. There'll be those in the church laboring with him.
Yes.
And I would beseech you to labor with him. To get in there and labor with the man of God. To work with him tonight. To know each other in the Spirit of God. Not by the flesh. There's tares among the wheat. And the seed, and remember the seed in accord with this word tonight that we read to you. He has the rule over you.
Yes.
So keep that in order tonight. There's God. And there's the pastor. There's the deacons and the lay members. Tonight, and all that's in order.
Yes.
This evening, and he has tonight the responsibility of leading the sheep. If you follow him tonight and you feel like you're following him and the Lord and he leads you astray, he'll be responsible for that. Not you.
Sure.
Tonight, so you follow the word of God. He said that he can. I told you, he said, sees what no one else can see. And the Word of God tells us to be subject unto the higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, preacher, I remember the message that Ronnie preached down here, what, about a month ago? Submit yourselves one to another. Oh, my, tonight. You talking about something that nobody wants to do
today. Tell it.
I am not going to submit.
Bless him, Lord.
I've had wives tell me, I am not going. And I ain't talking to my own, but I'm talking about others. I had one at a church that I was pastoring say, I know that's what the word says, but I am not going to do it.
Yeah.
Now you can say it might be, you can say that's hard to do and God need the grace of God to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can say all kinds of things tonight, but I'd never ever say that I'm not going to do it.
Right.
God help. It's the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Submit yourself to those that have the rule over you. And mostly unto the word of God.
Yes.
God bless you.
That's what's got to rule.
And if it's hard, then tell the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's hard. Well, I want to do your will, Lord. It's hard. Help me to do it. And he'll help you to do it.
Yeah.
He said, I've done said, he'll have to admonish, he'll have to teach, he'll have to gently reprove. Tonight, that's his call to reprove and rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
Tonight, I've done sort of mention the deacons, but let me say again tonight, you're to work with the pastor.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you even have any this evening. I don't know tonight. But if you're here, you're to be filled with the Spirit of God.
That's right.
That's the first requirement.
True.
That's right.
And boy, are these churches full of deacons that never have been full of the Spirit of God. Sad are chose because their intellect or their business savvy or their all kinds of things tonight. But the number one qualification is to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
So deacons, if you're filled, I'll tell you what tonight, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, there won't be no ism and schism here.
No.
That's right.
No, it'll be hand in hand.
That's right.
Hand in hand. There'll still be opposition coming. I guarantee you tonight it'll come. tonight, but the stronger that we can be together,
yes,
the less that it'll affect.
God bless you.
Tonight. So when that adversity does come, stand with you, Pastor. Mm-hmm. When the devils are raging tonight, and the pastor this evening is fighting with all that he can within him to preach that word, you get under him. You pray. At the end of service, you stand up and testify and tell how good God is. Yeah.
Tell it, Jim.
When it's dry as a corn shuck and ain't nothing happening down at the house of God, yeah, and those days will come, there's a season to all things. Yeah. Every church has a winter, and when it comes, you stand up and say, glory to God. Yeah. Thank God for our pastor and the word he preaches. Boy, that'll make the devil mad. Sure, and he'll shut up. If he knows this evening that the harder he presses, the more you testify and give glory to God, he'll back up.
Amen.
But most church members do this.
Yeah, drop right
in. Mm-hmm. Have mercy.
Bless him, Lord. It's the truth, Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
And I would too, but for the grace of God that can stand up in it. Just like Peter. That's what we'd all do.
Yeah.
Esteem your pastor very highly tonight. Not to be worshipped this evening, but to be loved and respected. I'm closing right here. I'm trying my best. Tonight, be faithful.
Yeah.
Both churches I've pastored, I've told them right off the bat, I need you to be faithful.
Yes.
And I can say both of them have been. Tonight, Trish, Darren, we're probably the most faithful down at Walnut Creek, but for the most part, they were all faithful. The core group was faithful. Be faithful, Zion. The pastor looks for you to be in your seat.
That's right.
Amen.
And he can't help it tonight that if you're not there, that's a little dark. I wonder what happened. Are they all right? Are they offended?
It's the truth, Jesus.
What's the deal? Be faithful.
Yes.
When you don't feel like being faithful, be faithful. Be faithful to the house of God. And not only for the pastor's sake, but for your own sake. You'll grow.
That's right.
Tonight. They that are faithful this
evening right.
will be the ones that reap the reward.
Required.
Be faithful to the house of God, Zion. Do you hear me?
It's
be
required.
Faithful. Be faithful. You're going to be tired on a Wednesday night. I don't feel like going. I understand tonight the flesh don't feel like going. But bear it up this evening. Go anyway. And God will bless you. Be faithful.
Yes, sir.
Be prepared.
Whoa.
Be prepared.
Tell it.
Well, this is going to get some right
Tell
here.
It. It's all right.
There's never been a church that I was part of. I don't know if y'all have elections, Zion. But if you do, there's never been one church I was a part of that came prepared for election day. You know what they've done? They come in on Sunday, oh, it's election day. Oh, I see so-and-so over there. They'll do for that job.
Tell it.
Or I don't want to do it. I better elect somebody else right quick.
Yeah.
I've spent weeks at Walnut Creek saying, elections come and pray. Elections come and pray.
Yes.
Pray. Get an unction from the Lord. Get a direction from God. Maybe it might have happened a little bit, but for the most part, it wasn't done.
That's right.
Never seen one where it was? Never. Is there something off the top of your head?
That's right. That's right, Jim.
Carnal.
Truth.
But there's more to being prepared than that.
Oh, yes.
Come to the house of God prepared
That's
to
right.
worship.
Yeah.
Teachers.
Prepare
to teach. Don't just take some courtly and read man's words out of it on Sunday morning and say, anybody got anything?
God have
been
blessing.
That ain't teaching. I pray. Get the word down. Search it out. Dig it out. Tonight. And prepare. Tonight. When the first calling I ever had to the church was to be the Sunday school superintendent. And tonight, the first time I had to stand, I was sick for 3 days. I'm not lying. All I had to do was read. I bet you could have put the food I ate in them 2 hands right there. That's how scared I was. But you know, God and the church eventually gave me that job, and I labored at it. I didn't just get up Sunday morning and pluck something out of the Bible.
Tell it.
I started on Sunday afternoon, and I dug. Yes. And I looked. I still got some of the notes I wrote that I didn't take with me just tonight to help my mind tonight. And God, there was a preparation. I ain't trying to put no feathers in my cap tonight. I'm trying to tell you tonight to be prepared when you go down to the house of God. Prepare to worship God. Yes. Come prepared. It'll help you pastor.
Yeah, Lord, yes.
Rather than just coming in there and flopping down, now bless me. I've always said this. I don't know that I prefer to be blessed as opposed to being the one that's the blessing. Do you?
God bless
you. Ain't that the Spirit of Christ?
Help him, Lord.
Help me, Lord, to be a blessing.
Yes.
Yes.
Come prepared to bless your brothers and sisters. Singers?
Yeah.
I tonight prepared to sing. I know over church none of y'all have anything to do with. But you can go, pastor say, sister so-and-so, you got a song? Yeah, I got a song. Well, maybe it's over here. Well, man. 5 minutes. She wasn't prepared.
No.
Come prepared. Singing leaders, come prepared. With the sons of Zion. Tonight, I say that for Shirley at Kennersville. She comes prepared with the songs that we need to sing. And you know what? Glory to God. It always works together.
Yeah.
We rather than just coming in there and play on the book flipped open to this. Mm-hmm. Come prepared. I'm about done. Be willing. Be willing, church. If the church asks you tonight, and I ain't saying just jump up and do anything, but tonight, God will give you what you need to do what He's asking you to do.
God bless Him.
It's truth.
Be willing.
Grace for
be a willing vessel. That'll help you, pastor. Tonight, don't come in the business meeting and leave Him hanging out there. Well, we've talked about this, discussed this. Do we have a move? Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Well, do we have one? Come prepared. Be willing. Go out there tonight and do the will of God.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil buffalo you. Tonight, be willing.
Bless you, Lord.
And in closing tonight, there's so much more I could say, but I won't. Be at peace.
Yeah, one with another.
And our pastor, the preacher here said it. Be at peace one with another.
Yeah,
now the church will be.
Yes, yes.
But tonight there will be that tries to drive a wedge into the church.
Yeah,
cause doubt. That little bitty seed of doubt.
Decision.
That's all it takes. And when you get that little, when you allow that little seed of doubt in there, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be somebody saved.
I'm closing. I want to say to Morgan tonight, don't get in the car on Sunday morning and talk about, well, we need a new door. We need to do something about this car. We need to do this and that. He's not wanting to hear that on Sunday.
No, it's a distraction.
Or on the way home, either one. And I know you probably don't do that. Bless your heart, that's great. Don't do that. And don't let anything tonight. If anything tries to drive a wedge right there, you shut the door.
Yes.
Right there. And I'd say the same thing to the church. The church. If anything tries to drive that wedge, shut the door.
Cut it off.
There's no place for it. Be at peace one with another. But tonight, God will bless you by this evening's eye, and I believe He will bless you.
Yeah.
I believe you've got, I tell you, this evening, I'm so honored to be asked to ordain Joseph Hunt Singer. And again, tonight, I'm not trying to glorify man, but what a good report.
Yes.
And I expect great things, but be careful, Joseph. Be very careful. But tonight, there's just all kinds of things out there.
Yeah.
Try to trip you up.
Sure.
And it will set you back. And there'll be some things that'll set you back so bad. I feel it now. But God will keep you.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for the liberty tonight. I know it's been long. This evening.